Hi, my name's Mr. Wood. My senior current issues class of 2012 will be bringing you regular weekly updates about how the 2012 presidential election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama is playing out. We will bring you realclearpolitics.com, which is a site, and you can find it linked here, dedicated to a compilation of all of the polls around the country and averaging those polls. If you notice on Real Clear Politics, it provides you different colors for the different states. If a state is at the current time in the polling data, way ahead in Obama's favor, it will be dark blue. If it is leaning towards Obama, it will be light blue. If a state is way ahead for Governor Romney, then that state will be dark red. If it is leaning towards Governor Romney, it will be pinks. The white states are toss-up states. On Real Clear Politics website, those states are gray. All of these colors are temporary. Is the only thing that really matters is the vote on November 6th. But the polling data is accurate. And what's cool about Real Clear Politics is it doesn't just take one poll. It takes a multiple number of polls, and then it averages those out. So you may have 7 or 8 or 9 polls in the state of Virginia, and it averages out to where they stand at the current time. And they're updated pretty regularly. At the end of the day, what these states represent is the total number of electoral votes in the United States. The Constitution in 1787 provided that an electoral college would do the actual selection of a president. The reasons for it is because actually the founders didn't trust the people to make the right choice, and they wanted a safety valve, a backup plan, in case they made an incorrect choice. And so these electors were assigned. The elector numbers come from adding a number of representatives in a state, plus the 2 senators, and it gives the state a total. Thus, the larger population states like California has 55 electoral votes. That's 53 representatives and 2 senators. Michigan has 14 representatives and 2 senators, so Michigan then gets 16 electoral votes. And the smallest amount that a state can have is 3. The states with the least population in the United States have 2 senators and 1 representative. That would total then 435 people in the House of Representatives, 100 in the Senate, adds up to 535, plus Washington, D.C. has 3 electoral votes. Even though in Washington, D.C., they have no senator and no representative, people in the D.C. area are able to vote for president. Those 3 electoral votes go to whoever takes D.C. In the Electoral College, what happens is whoever has the popular vote in the state, whoever has the most votes in the state, gets all of those electoral votes, with the exception of Maine and Nebraska. Maine and Nebraska are divided up by congressional districts, so you can get pieces of Maine or Nebraska. Otherwise, that back map that we're looking at here in this classroom on November 7th will be all dark red or all dark blue. Since there's 538 votes in the Electoral College and 270 is half of the total of 538, in order to win the presidency, a candidate must get 270 votes. So what we intend to do in this class is we're going to give you weekly updates. They will be posted by every Friday at 6 p.m. and will be accompanied with a newspaper link on an article that the students think is significant in regards to the events of the election. Anybody in any of my classes can get extra credit by reading the article and doing a economics, real world economics format write-up of the article. So I think what I will do here, at least just in brief, is lay out where the election stands right now in electoral numbers. And then I will let our first group, Zach Jenkins' group, will take over and we'll have a post up by Friday. Currently, polls stand at 265 for Obama. That would be dark blue and light blue. 191 for Romney. That would be dark red and pink. And 82 toss-up votes, that would be white on our backboard. This will change throughout the election. It will flicker. It will flicker as the white states turn light blue or pink, and then dark blue or red. That is going to have a big bearing on the election. Like I said, the dark blues aren't going to change, and the dark reds aren't going to change. But the light blues, the pinks, and the whites will be in flux all the way up until November 6th. And I will leave it to Zach Jenkins and his group to provide you the first update of our Electoral College map. So tune in if you can. Listen to our updates. Follow the election through us in Senior Current Issues and on RealClearPolitics.com. Do the extra credit assignment articles if you can find time and you want the credit. And hopefully you'll be more involved in the election. Thanks for listening. See you soon.